And we're going to shrink that space between professional and amateur a little more now with the help of Keith Jenkins, NPR's multimedia director. Hiya.
Hi, how are you?
There are obviously lots of different cameras on the market these days for various budgets and various skill levels. And we've asked you to pick three that best represent that range. So let's start with small and easy.
Well, small and easy is the range that most people are going to have already. It's called a cell phone, and most of these cell phones now come with cameras. We're looking at the newest iPhone, the iPhone 3GS, mm-hmm. which has a 3-megapixel camera. And one of the neat features about this is that it is autofocus. And autofocus for something this tiny is something that a lot of people have been hoping for in this camera. And what that allows you to do is actually to select the area of the photograph that you want to be in focus. So you touch a spot on the screen and it snaps that into focus.
That's what you can do. What can't you do with the camera?
Well, you know, this camera is not going to take great sporting event pictures. It's not going to take great pictures in low light. And, you know, if you want a really stunning portrait with the background softly out of focus, you're probably not going to be able to get this with that either.
How does the iPhone, by the way, compare with other cell phone cameras out there?
This one is comparable, but there are some that are better. Nokia, Sony Ericsson make cameras with much more detail and depth. But for the convenience of the iPhone and the size, it's really pretty much right in the middle of the pack. And the newest version also has video.
Okay, moving up a level, what do you have next on the as we move up the camera ladder here?
Well, the next camera is what you used to call a point-and-shoot camera. It's got a broad definition now. This one is the Canon G10, and you can indeed turn it on, mm-hmm. point it at somebody, and
there
take
I
a
am.
Picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can do a lot more with this camera. It's got enough control on it that you can adjust the aperture, you can adjust the depth of field, you can adjust the shutter speed. So if you do want to use this for sports, it's possible. If you want to use this for nice portraits, you can do that as well.
So there are purposes for which this camera, and that's a Canon that you brought here, that would be appropriate, and the cell phone would not be used, would not be up to the task.
That's true. That is correct. And this offers you more. It's bigger. You have to maybe invest in a case to keep it in one piece, especially if you're going to be running around the beach or the mountains. But this also offers much greater control, much greater sharpness in your pictures.
How many hours do I have to spend reading the manual to learn how to work?
Reading the manual. Well, for the cell phone, probably not very many.
Right.
For the Canon, I would invest in at least 45 minutes. A lot of these cameras come with little pictograms which tell you what to do in certain situations, but now there are so many of them that the manual is probably the best place and maybe the only place to find out a good definition of what all of them mean.
Okay, let's get more ambitious and more costly in our camera choices. You've brought another Canon.
Lots more costly. This Canon, which also has an equivalent on the Nikon side, what we have here is the Canon 5D Mark II. This camera not only shoots great still photographs, professional quality still photographs, but also will do HD quality video and allow for audio input. So if you want to plug in a microphone, you can do that and shoot extremely high quality video with this still digital camera.
And the prices for these three different cameras?
Well, starting at the most expensive end, the Mark II will set you back about $2,700. Hmm. Your Canon G10, which is the mid-range point-and-shoot, that's about $500. And an iPhone with a 2-year contract is $199.
Keith Jenkins, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Keith Jenkins, who is NPR's multimedia director. And to see what the same subject looks like when photographed by these three very different cameras, you can go to our website, npr.org. One final note, whether you're hitting the beach, the backcountry, or embarking on a tranquil staycation, we would like to see your vacation photos. Over the coming weeks, we'll collect the best vacation shots and put them in a gallery on the website, adding to it through the end of the summer. You'll find directions on how to get your pictures to us, as well as Keith's 10 tips for taking better photos, also at npr.org.